This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's beef time, and it's DJV time, the home of excellent information and conversation, talking points galore. You can always take something away from our conversation and use it. You don't have to credit us. You don't have to send us a check. It's okay. Listen carefully, and you will learn. Sounds like the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. Listen, my children, and you shall hear the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. We're going to discuss in this hour, among other things, the ins and outs of earwax. You'll want to be listening for that as we move through some of the issues of the day, the things that's pretty much it. I'm figuring out life's purpose, and it has to do with earwax, right? We all are concerned about earwax. Didn't your doctor tell you at some point in time the largest thing you should stick in your ear is your elbow? You ever hear that from your doctor? Don't stick anything in your ear. So how do you get the stuff out of your ear if you don't stick anything in your ear to get it out of your ear? Anybody ever contemplate that?
I saw an ear, nose, and throat doctor last year, and he said that he tells all of his patients to never, ever, ever use a Q-tip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because most people push it down, right? They don't clean the outside. They like.
Yeah, I have a special. I told you I bought this thing online, as much of a non-online purchaser as I am. I saw this little thing in one of those places. Victoria's always warning me, don't go there. It's clickbait.
Right.
So I found this little thing with a squiggly plastic tip, and you stick that in your ear, and it brings out the stuff to the edge of your ear. Then you can clean it out. So there it is. A little public service tip from the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. There is a doctor in Alabama who told his patients yesterday, if you don't have a vaccine, if you don't get vaccinated, don't come see me anymore. I'm not going to see anybody who's not vaccinated. What would you think of that if your doctor
said? I think he should lose his medical license.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so.
What's he going to say? I'm not going to treat someone who's 20 pounds overweight because they're a detriment to themselves. What is he going to say? I'm not going to treat a smoker because they're doing it to themselves. I mean, come on. Somebody who has skin cancer, you're not going to treat them because they sat in the sun?
Wait, is this person, is he talking about his private practice?
Yeah. Let's see here. You can see this. This is in The Hill yesterday. He said his decision prompted three of his patients to ask where they could get the vaccine. And he said that's why he was saying what he said, that he wouldn't see him anymore, so they'd go get their shot.
Send him to a different doctor. Because here's the difference between a doctor and a small business. A doctor, when you take the oath, you swear your oath to help people. And that is not helping people by threatening people into doing things. Are you going to tell people that if they don't get a certain shot or a pill?
There are people who are being told if you don't have a vaccine, you won't get a job, you won't get admitted to the restaurant, and there are a few exceptions to this. You can't get on a plane
without a mask. I hope people love
living in
Cuba because that's what the country's turning into. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but look at all the companies, though, that have already said if you're not vaccinated, that's it. You know,
I know. And you know what? I think
it's
appalling.
Businesses.
I think it's totally appalling that they do that, but I also think businesses have more of a leg to stand on in that than doctors do. Doctors are supposed to help the people. That's what they swear their oath to do.
Yeah, the reason I asked about the private practice, though, is that if he was in a hospital, he should lose his license. But if he's in his own private office and he doesn't want anyone coming in who isn't vaccinated, that is within his right. And
it is. They swear an oath to do no harm. How is that?
But the oath means if he's driving down the side of the road and someone's bleeding out, he is obligated to go and treat that person. But he's not obligated to let anybody who walks in the front door. I mean, that's not how it works. I know there's been a lot of since Marjorie Taylor Greene started talking about her HIPAA rights, which she doesn't even understand. I know there's been a lot of conversation about this, but HIPAA does not cover. It's not about a gigantic blanket statement.
HIPAA is more about privacy, right? About not being able to ask people things or reveal certain people's information. I mean,
right.
That's what HIPAA violations are when you're talking about that. And certainly she's not talking about it in the right context. But to have a doctor refuse service to someone, okay, so are they going to start refusing service to fat people?
I'm just saying, I think that I think if you challenge that legally, I don't think that he would lose.
If you continue to eat bacon and your cholesterol's high, can he say, you know what, I don't want to treat that person. They've got high cholesterol.
Okay, but why couldn't he, though? I'm not saying it's right, and I don't agree with him, and I wouldn't like a doctor who had this stance, but just to play devil's advocate,
because
he's not doing anything wrong.
He's not running a private business, though. He's in the medical profession. And part of what you do as a doctor, like I said, you take an oath to help people. How is that helping someone if you say you're not going to help someone because of X, Y, and Z? Be the same thing. I mean, what? You know, the next step is back to where we came from. You're black. You're more susceptible to a whole lot of diseases, so I'm not going to treat you. That's what's going to start happening. That's what's already happening in cities where many people who are people of color who've chosen not to get the vaccine are being refused service. Do we support that?
No, where is that happening? I have not heard that.
In Los Angeles, it will be happening soon. In New York, people who are unvaccinated, people of color, being turned away. So, I mean, how is that the right step? How is that the right path for this country?
Let's see if this is the right path.
I think the ACLU gets really heavily involved with this because it's a slippery slope.
Yep. Okay. 12 past the hour, DJV program. So here's a sneaky move from those dastardly Democrats who are trying to change the SALT tax bill. Remember that from when Trump was in office? It was the $10,000
There have been
salt.
So many calls to eliminate the SALT tax.
Right. So now they're apparently trying to do it, but in a rather sneaky way because they don't want to call attention to it. It'll affect blue states more than red states, apparently. It would be a tax hike. In essence, they dump it, then you get to pay more taxes. Hip, hip, hooray. To pay for all of the spending that these guys are voting day after day, week after week, month after month. So who gets it in the neck? Middle-class Americans. Who votes? Middle-class Americans. It seems to me the Democrats do this and with a little bit of danger attached to it. And I always, when I see guys like Schumer, who for me is anathema, he and Mitch McConnell, some of these other old fogies that have been around for a long time, they preach. They don't talk. They don't have discussions. They preach. They point their finger at you, and they say, this is how it's going to be. Well, you know what, pal? That may be the way it is now, but that doesn't mean it's going to be that way next year. I just think the more they come up with ideas on spending, and then they have to come up with ideas how to pay for the bills that they've come up with after they've squandered all of the reserves, the highway trust fund, the airport trust fund, the Social Security trust fund, don't have a nickel in them because they spend it for other things, because they want to buy your vote with your money. That's what they do. So get used to these sort of sneaky little moves. Not that they're new, but I think you're going to call them on stuff like that. MasterCard phasing out the use of magnetic stripes. I have a very good friend who lives down the street from me. His uncle Walter was the one who designed, I guess invented, the magnetic stripe on credit cards. And this was in the, 60s? Victoria and I were talking about this before. I said, jeepers, crow, they're getting rid of the magnetic stripe? And she said, yeah, they've been around
it's
since
such
the
old
60s.
Technology, and it's not secure.
Okay. So
I can remember, though, as a kid, I don't know if the magnetic stripe was there, but I can remember as a kid because, you know, my life's ambition was to be a checker at Kmart and a ballet dancer. And so as I was studying my
craft. In that order?
Yeah, I used to really pay attention to the store clerks because I wanted to make sure I was perfect when I was trying to enter the field. And one of the things, remember they would do the carbon copy, right? They would do the, they'd like do the carbon copy of the card to get the phone, to get the card number.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a stripe. They never ran the stripe
the
like
number.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
It was always about taking
the stripe is where like the data was stored on it. They just didn't have the technology until, you know, the swipe readers came in. And that's why you don't have to, you know, manually enter in those numbers with a carbon copy anymore. But even
so
the much stripe.
Those were the good old days of Victoria. That was the days of the cash register and the machine. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Just in, like, because we're so opposite on that one. Like, I remember, maybe 5 or 6 years ago when I was in Macy's or one of the department stores and their computers had gone down. And so, like, the girl had to figure out how to take those old slips. And, like, every time she slid the thing over it,
like
it would,
watching,
like, crumple the paper. And yeah. I was there for, like, an hour, so I hate this.
I'd be like, sister, get out of the way. Let a professional show you how to do it.
You know how what that
I
is?
I wanted to have long nails like the Long Island Medium, and I wanted to pound on a cash register for a living.
The way, when you get right down to it, that what you just described, my mind went into overdrive. Thinking about being in a store yesterday, because I still use cash to pay for something. I'm trying to remember. It was $9.07. And this kid couldn't figure out how to give me 93 cents back. Couldn't figure it out. Because they're so used to people using cards, they don't even have to handle cash. They looked at me. This girl looked at me strangely when I got a $10 bill out of my wallet. Huh? Like, huh? Hey.
Making change is something that, I don't know. I never have cash, so I haven't. I don't even remember the last time I paid for something with cash. But I know, I remember when I had my first summer job, you have to, like, you know, count backwards to give people their change back. But, yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, kids can't even read or write in cursive anymore.
They can't read
or
write. Exactly. Right. We're creating a world full of morons. Thank you very much for that tax dollar being used in our fabulous educational It's good for some. The school that my grandson's going to is fabulous. But not everybody has an opportunity to go to a school like that. And that's not fair. There's a big move in my community to take the PTA money, the Parent Teacher Association, they have their fundraisers every year, and spread it equally among the schools in town, which I think is actually, I don't understand how they can say there's some schools that are better than others when all the teachers get paid the same thing. How do you accept bad teachers, and why are they always in the worst parts of town? Somebody explain that to me. Why? How is that? When you say, well, this school over here is better.
Well, because as long as you have school funding that's based on the property value, that's exactly the dilemma that you will always have.
Right.
This is why inherently...
The money is spread equally. I know, it doesn't make
it's
sense.
Not. It actually, it's not. Well, in most community, well, it should be equal. It should be state funding that every public school gets the same amount based on how many kids they have,
the
not
system,
based on the income.
They have
the
money.
Parents.
We got to pause here. But we have the money, and nobody says spend more on this school than on that school. That's their decision. 18 after the hour.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 8/21.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now on the DJV program, and it's trending time. Victoria and Jennifer are here with Doug. Jay is out for the rest of the week. So here's Carrie Underwood getting blasted for liking an anti-maskers tweet. So we can't like who's blasting? I suppose it's just the culture, right?
Twitter. Yeah. Well, people are either for it or against it, and so she liked a tweet from some controversial person on Twitter, and so I guess this person said that it's child abuse if kids wear masks in school, and so she liked. And then this person also said,
"Some of them it is if you wear the wrong mask, it's bad for the kids. Got to get the right mask."
Yeah, well, and this person also said that COVID poses, quote, almost no threat to our kids at all, which is completely untrue. Talk to every children's hospital in the South right now. But yeah, so I mean,
well,
it's
they're
just
demonstrating they are conductors of it.
Here's the thing: Carrie Underwood gets to think what she wants to think. Yeah. Carrie Underwood, along with a lot of moms out there, and I'm seeing them in California. A lot of them are fighting back because they don't want to send their kids to school masks. They feel like that's damaging, and they have the right to feel that way. I don't know how we have forgotten liberty or people's right just to believe what
kidding?
They want to believe.
Take a look at the news media, then you figure out how you have lost all that stuff.
I know, but I think also the like reason, echo chambers.
But part of the reason that Carrie Underwood is getting blasted for this is because she's a public figure who wields a lot of influence. And, you know, I think that that's really when you have such a public platform with, you know, 100 million followers, and you're telling people that it's child abuse if your kid wears a mask. Well, what about places where it's already mandated and the kids don't have a choice? I don't know. I just think it's kind of irresponsible.
Especially if
it's not even factually
true. But how
is
it? Okay, first of all, Carrie Underwood has, up until this moment, never said anything about any politics. No one knows where she is politically. No one has any clue because she's never spoken about politics. Now she's talking about an issue that's important to moms, and I think some people would say she'd be irresponsible for not using her platform to point out that kids in masks may not be the best thing. Because guess what? We don't know. We're not going to know for years what the impact of all this stuff is.
So who's the other one that does? Is Carrie Underwood the woman who does the TV show?
Kelly Clarkson.
So I confuse Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson, and Tricia Yearwood all the time. Is there a good reason for that?
Jen, you want to take that one?
I don't have any clue how you would. They're all different ages. They all do different things. The only thing they have in common is they're singers and they're likable. So,
I found that. Country. Speaking of country and Tricia, apparently she's been doing some reflecting on her COVID experience and what a wonderful guy Garth Brooks is. Does that surprise anybody?
They're very in love.
They're so
and it's
cute.
Very sweet.
Very cute
it's very yeah. sweet.
I like
I mean, it
Christmas
took them a long
special
time.
Was very sweet. Yeah.
It
remember
took them during, a long time to get there.
Yeah, remember during quarantine when they were stuck at home for the first time, probably in their whole marriage, and so they didn't have anybody helping in the house or anything, like, you know, most people did. And she said she got so tired of being in the house, she was like, look, I'm going to mow the lawn, and you're going to clean the kitchen. And so they had, like, a whole role reversal. Because she's like, I have to get out of the house. They're very cute together.
They are very cute together. Yeah, I think it's nice to see somebody that happy together and that likable. I have no idea who Laura Prepon is.
Laura Prepon, she was from that 70s show that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis got started on. If you saw a picture of her, you might recognize her.
Okay.
I know you didn't watch Orange is the New Black, but apparently she's on that too. Yeah, the reason this made news is because she was a well-known Scientologist. The other guy, Danny Masterson, also on that 70s show, he's the actor who's been accused of raping multiple women, and the Church of Scientology has defended him, and now they're handling the case, and it's a whole big mess. So she
she's
said she no longer practices
Scientology
anymore. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah. I kind of recognize her. Different color hair. All right. There it is. That's our overview. We'll have to have a discussion of hair in the next half hour, 28 after the hour now.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/sales.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Military leaders under the Biden administration were caught off guard when the Taliban overran Afghanistan in 11 days. General Mark Miley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on Wednesday.
The time frame of a rapid collapse, that was widely estimated and ranged from weeks to months and even years following our departure. There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Miley also pledged to evacuate Afghans who have supported the U.S. military. President Trump weighs in on Newsmax TV Wednesday.
Well, it's inconceivable that anybody could be so incompetent, stupid, use any word you want to use, to imagine that you take out your military before you take out your U.S. citizens and civilians and others that maybe helped us.
USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The fall of Afghanistan has led to betrayal by the Biden administration. Afghan interpreter Saber Nasseri on Fox News begs President Biden for help.
I fought for this country. I served 11 years for U.S. Marine Corps. But now I lost my fingers in the war. The Taliban, they cut my fingers off. They cut my bodies. All that. I got a lot of shrapnels. I work for Navy SEALs, U.S. Marines in Afghanistan. But right now, the Taliban, they are hunting my family. Because this country, they made a documentary movie about me. I won the Hollywood Award, Emmy Award, a lot of awards I won, and my family, they're in a movie too, John Allen and other colonels and generals that they work with me. The Taliban, they just cut my cousin neck off a couple days ago. They moved from Baghlan province to Kabul, and they are hunting my family and my brother family. They all living close to the airport. It became 1 week. I didn't sleep. I didn't eat good. And I didn't. I'm very worried about my family. I might lose my family. And I'm asking from Mr. Joe Biden that he broke his promise and he left my family and other American allies behind. What's your answer for humanity? For me, that I support and sacrifice for this country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
It is 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, the font of all wisdom and knowledge here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Sometimes you think that I say things that are wrong. Sometimes you think I say things that don't make any sense. Sometimes you wish I'd just be quiet. Okay. If that's the case, so be it. When I ask questions about who people are, that's because I genuinely don't know who they are. So sometimes I get criticized by my colleagues because I don't know. So I'm instead of going to reflect back on that and be careful about what I say, sometimes I think that takes away from who I really am. But because I don't want to sound like a dummy, or I don't want to sound like a retread, or I don't want to sound like I'm out of it, I won't ask questions anymore about Carrie Underwood and Trisha Yearwood and whoever other woods there are in the woods. All right? Is that okay?
It's not about not asking questions. It's just about saying, who is this Kelly Clarkson, and isn't she
no,
Carrie
I know
Underwood
who Kelly
and Trisha Yearwood?
No, no. Well, but I think it's the average person may find it confusing. There are people who have they're focused on all of this stuff, and I think that's cool. It doesn't happen to be in my wheelhouse to pay a lot of attention to that sort of thing. Am I interested in Pete Buttigieg and his husband having become parents? Yeah, I think he's an interesting guy. So it just happens to be that he and his life are of interest to me. Not because I'm gay, but because I think he's an interesting guy. I think he's a smart guy, and I don't put people into boxes. I just don't happen to pay attention to a lot of stuff that you do, that the three of you, Jay and Victoria and Jennifer, pay attention to. So instead of talking about it, I should just be quiet. And then it won't sound like I don't know what I'm talking about. But in fact, I don't know. I don't know everything about everything.
This is very confusing to anyone who just joined the show.
Well, let it be confusing. I think sometimes we all expect that people who are on the radio are these tower of power people who know everything, and they're expected to know everything. And it's like people on television. You don't have to watch TV for very long to know that most of the people who are presenters are dummies. If they didn't have a script in front of them, they wouldn't have anything to say. In a free-form discussion here, what we were talking about in the last half hour, Jennifer and Victoria had a poignant thought to make about me when I was questioning, you know, trying to correlate Carrie Underwood to Kelly Clarkson to Trisha Yearwood. In my mind, they kind of are all, Kelly Clarkson is somebody I like and know more about because I just like her. Carrie Underwood, if I remember correctly, those two were winners of American Idol, right?
Correct.
Ah! See?
From 20 years ago, yes. Literally, from 20-something years ago.
See, but you have to, yeah, okay, so 20 years ago, is that what I remember? You don't remember a lot of things that happened 20 years ago, and I don't criticize you because you don't know stuff that you don't know. You just don't know. Anyway.
I think it's more about knowing current stuff is what we're talking
really?
About.
Yes. Well, currently, the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, I never pronounce that. Mayor
Boot,
Pete.
Edge. Just remember when Trump
Boot,
was trying
edge,
to
edge.
pronounce
Boot,
remember,
edge,
go,
edge.
Boot, edge.
Anyway, they become first-time parents. So did they adopt this? Did they get surrogate to grow a baby?
No, they're adopting. They're trying. They've been trying to adopt for the last, I guess, year or so. And
it's hard, especially with the pandemic.
Why?
It's really difficult.
The kids are orphans all over the place. Why is it hard?
Of course, because they make it really
hard.
Very
difficult.
Agencies make it really hard.
Yeah.
Why?
And, you know, in some ways it's right. I mean, think about how many people who are out there like that are perverts. Like, I say, yeah, I want a kid. I mean, you can't just have it go to anybody.
Yeah.
Right, okay. The babies go to anybody.
Well,
but
apparently, I guess 6 months ago or so,
yeah,
they were ready to get the baby and bring the baby home, and the woman changed her mind
after she gave birth. And that is
so
sad.
And that happens a lot.
You feel happy for the baby. You hope that the mom is going to, you know, do the right thing.
Right.
But you have adoptive parents who get their mind wrapped around the fact that they're going to have a baby, and they can't do it on their own, and wow.
So is he ever going to be president? Do you think our country is ready for a gay president?
What have I said the whole time? Like, if Biden was really serious about picking a good vice president, he would have picked Pete Buttigieg.
I was in favor of Biden Buttigieg ticket.
But everybody's like, oh, it's too white. It's too male. You know, you have to be intersectional. Yeah. You have to check boxes. And so he ends up
picking a loser like Kamala Harris.
So I think his political star is definitely on the rise. I think the fact that he's in the administration, there was a story that just came out, might have been Politico, one of the publications that follow, like, the inner workings of politics. And they were talking about how Buttigieg is sort of positioning himself within the administration so that he can continue on, that this isn't the end of the road for his political career. So,
yeah, I think he's smart. He's
too
good.
Smart to not have some involvement.
And he's well-spoken and articulate. Yeah. Unfortunately for people, we get a lot of people who just have the it factor, right? And so if you look at two candidates, it's typically the person with the it factor that wins. And he has the it factor. It's something that, sadly,
so do you, Jennifer.
Didn't have.
Thank so does Victoria.
So
you have
you.
The it factor. And
you're
so
full
do I.
of it.
Thank you very much. That's very nice. Speaking of being full of it, Ted Cruz has a new book. Have you read it, Jennifer?
Doesn't Jen have like way better things to do with her spare time than read Ted Cruz's book?
I don't even, Ted Cruz.
I mean, there's Love Island, there's Jersey Shore, they're way more interesting
things. I gotta sleep every once in a while.
My slogan was, if you wanna lose, vote for Cruz. I still maintain that, and here is another example of his being a loser. So he wrote a book and it came out a couple of months ago, and this week somehow somebody at Business Insider figured out that the campaign spent $153,000 buying books online. That is the Ted Cruz book, because nobody was buying them. I don't know what could he possibly
have to offer? That happens all the time, by the way.
Does
that
it?
That happens all the time with people
probably
who come out.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they have two separate bestseller lists. Because a lot of people...
The real bestseller list and the phony bestseller list?
I never knew this, but remember I did the Jesse Waters event a couple of weeks ago? And I never knew, like, okay, so he's on the bestseller list right behind Mark Levin. So I started reading about it, and it said that without bulk sales, because apparently anybody who writes a book, they buy the books up so that then they can take them to book signings or they can have an event where everybody in the crowd gets a book. This isn't just unique to politicians. These are people who buy their book in bulk. So you have to watch out. If a book is legitimately a bestseller, it's an individual sales. If it has a lot of bulk sales, that means that they're buying them up so that the person can go on a book tour, which is how they look like they're on the bestsellers list. So it's not just Ted Cruz. This is like everybody that's doing this now.
Well, that's very important information. I didn't know that. And the fact that somebody will brag about, I have a New York Times bestseller. Okay, well, I think we just figured out how that works. Excuse me. All right, speaking of figuring out how things work, the federal government, boys and girls, spending your tax money, has spent $144,000 to rent a basement studio apartment in Washington so that Secret Service agents who are guarding the president and his wife can have access to a bathroom. The Secret Service spokesperson denied reports that the president is getting special treatment. They rented they have a special Secret Service toilet that they have for those who are on the job and don't have a place to go because they can't use, if they're in the quarters, they don't have toilets up there. So they have a $3,000 a month Secret Service secret toilet in the White House.
This is not new. This is, remember, there were lots of stories about they had to rent a house across the street from Jared and Ivanka when they were covering them. This happens when, you know, with all,
how much
pretty
of that,
much every administration.
Okay. So doesn't it make you wonder how much money is being spent for stuff like that? Makes me wonder.
Well, it's a lot of money, but I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter who's the president. I'm never going to say that, you know, we need to skimp on any of that.
Well,
I don't care if it's Trump.
$3,000 a month for a toilet?
Well, it's not just a porta potty. I mean, right?
What kind of a toilet?
Well, they rent office space. They rent like a room.
$3,000 a month?
$3,000 enough a month is probably like a studio apartment.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's like nothing.
And the thing is, like, look, there are a lot of politicians that I don't love, but people who are in power deserve to have themselves protected and their family protected. They just do. And by the way, it's also a national security risk. If you get
absolutely
a hold of a president's kid,
you need to
start, you know, or something like that. I mean, come on.
All right, the DJV download that is currently at djvshow.com. Is a focus on trending info, the alligator who bit the zoo worker and the guest that saved her life. There's a lot of that.
Okay,
did
so we talked about it, but I saw the video.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. I mean, someone jumped on the back of the alligator, right?
Yeah.
Yes, and it was a violent. This was just not like, oh, you know, alligator got my finger. No, this was like alligator's going to suck you in and eat you. I mean, it was was really crazy. They, you know how alligators barrel roll with their prey?
Yeah.
Started to do the barrel roll. The guy in the crowd, I don't know what possessed him, good on him, jumped in and got on top. Oh, my gosh.
Is the woman okay who was attacked?
I think she's okay, but I don't know what happened to her arm.
Right.
Got mangled. You can probably be sure of that. All right, 45 past the hour. That's what's trending among other things. All the stories that you go to work in the morning or you're working around and you got the radio on, you're listening to us, and you hear 40, 45 minutes or an hour of the program, and you wonder, what the heck goes on with these people the rest of the time? You can check it out on the download or the repeat, because the show repeats all day long, the whole thing. If you really are a glutton for punishment, if you want the short version, you can get the DJV download wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
How to handle your own road rage. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The three most important things you can do to handle your own road rage are: 1. Align your expectations with the reality that people are going to make mistakes every time you drive. Because, well, people are human, and humans make mistakes. Humans are even rude and inconsiderate sometimes, so it's important to expect that. 2. Don't catastrophize. Everyone messes up driving, even you. And when others make mistakes or are even rude in some way, it's not the end of the world. So it's important not to respond or act like it's the end of the world. 3. Don't take things personally. Everyone has a lot going on in their own personal lives, and other people's driving mistakes are rarely about you. So do not take it personally. For more on anger, visit DrChristianConti.com.
Coming up on 48 after the hour here on the Energized DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, Jay out for the rest of the week. So what's the story with the Detroit Tigers? Notice I said in my best broadcasting
that
window.
Was perfect, by the way. What's going on with the Detroit Yes.
What is going on, Jennifer?
That's it. Well, apparently the announcer was...
The announcer is the
dumbest. Why are you laughing? Announcer who is...
Unlike what I seem to be falling into, I do know this story.
Yeah, Jack Morris. Yes. No relation to Phillip.
Broadcaster.
He had to apologize during the 9th inning of Tuesday's game against the Angels because he made an offensive comment earlier in the game. Apparently in the 6th inning, the Tigers pitcher Jodo Jimenez struck out Juan Lagares. I don't know if you say his name like that, but he set up a 2-out runner on second scenario for Shohei Ohtani, who is like the superstar of the world right now in baseball. He pitches, yep. He bats, he's amazing to watch, a lot of fun to watch. And so the play-by-play announcer, Matt Shepard, asked Morris, who won 254 games, of course, in his big career, what the strategy should be against Ohtani, and Morris replied, be very, very careful, but he used a tone of like an Asian person, so he had to come back the 9th inning and apologize for his insensitive tone.
10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield.
Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For our weekly visit with Nick Miles from our AutoExpert.com, who's here to talk about what's going on with unionized workers at not just the Ford plant, but all of them. Is it easier to get a car loan these days? What do I do about my order for the Mustang Mach-E and other electric car stuff? All right, that's coming up along with other items of interest here as the new school year begins in a much different fashion than last year's at-home virtual learning circumstance. Student drivers, once again, are going to need the right vehicle to get them to and from school and their activities. So let's find out what Andy Solomon thinks would be the right vehicle.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Parents everywhere are breathing a sigh of relief at the return to some normalcy at the start of this new school year, and those with teens and college students are considering their options to ensure their young driver is behind the wheel of the right vehicle before they head off to campus. Mike Amuzio, video manager for Kelley Blue Book, has more.
Whether parents are shopping for their newly minted teen driver or getting ready to send their student off to college, the experts here at Kelley Blue Book have some excellent suggestions. Our top recommendations include a range of new and used vehicles, highlighted in our list of the best cars for teens and the best cars for college students.
Rest assured, there are a variety of great cars available at various price points, from affordable brand new models to used cars for those on a tight budget.
Kelley Blue Book sorted through hundreds of different models to come up with lists of the best vehicles for student drivers, prioritizing attributes like safety, fuel economy, and value.
To see the complete list of vehicles, visit KBB.com.
All right, so it seems that about 150,000 unionized workers at the big three automakers are going to have to start wearing masks. How do you suppose that affects what they do? I suppose that's a question you'd ask for anybody who's working under any circumstances. But when you're doing close-in work like that, I never had really thought about this before, Nick. But what do you think wearing masks, doing that close-in work like welding and things, what does that do for the quality of what they're doing.
I think they're going back to doing it. I think they did it when we first started coming out of COVID. So it was something that they were doing. It slows production down. That's what it does. Then you don't get your cars. I'm all for people being safe and making themselves feel safe and that sort of thing too. But it definitely does slow things down and it makes things harder. I think some of the car companies came up with some interesting ideas, which was to hang plexiglass in places so they didn't have to wear the masks, but they weren't working next to the workers. But some of these factory lines are designed so tightly where you're actually on top of the guy next to you putting parts on.
Oh yeah.
And so the local laws say you got to do this or you got to do that, and they don't think some of these factories were built 50 years ago. And the guy next to you, you have your arms entwined all day putting wheels on cars or those sort of things. So it's not really practical. And then plus, you know how hot it gets in Michigan in the summer, 110 degrees or something, and you're trying to work in a factory, and it's not going to be pleasant wearing a mask, and unfortunately. So good luck. Sorry. But it doesn't look good on all fronts.
One in five electric car owners in California, according to a data search that I saw, will switch back to gas vehicles because charging their cars is such a hassle. Have you heard that? And yes,
yeah.
Look around.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's interesting. I actually think that's not incorrect, but I also think that I looked at the survey data, and the survey data was such a tiny sample, I'm not sure how it could actually be correct. But I think we do have a major infrastructure problem. We're moving too fast for the availability of electric car infrastructure. And I've seen this by, people showing up in the middle of Colorado while on road trips at a hotel and found all four chargers in a hotel taken by people.
Yeah.
So it's a problem.
And by the way,
the infrastructure.
Yeah. Folks, it takes 3 minutes to gas up your car, takes an hour to charge it up, according to the Mustang Mach-E stuff anyway. And what's going on with that? Were their deliveries delayed again? What's going on with Ford?
Well, I'm personally affected by this. So my Mustang Mach-E GT was built on July 12th, and they're built in Mexico, and the train is late. That's all I can tell you. It's not here, and Ford won't tell me where it is or what's going on. So, it seems like even though they're telling them that there's no problem, I still haven't got mine, and it was built, almost 2 months ago. So it's starting to be a problem for Ford, and they're soon going to have to shake the tree and give us some answers.
All right.
They're not
so
showing
we have
up.
A hiss boo for Ford, then, it sounds like, under the circumstances. No hiss boos for Nick, though. Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com here exclusively on the DJV program. 59.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.